Hello and welcome to Broadcast Focus. Thanks for joining me again. My name's Russell Trafford-Jones. Broadcast Focus is a channel fresh on YouTube talking about the media industry, looking at the people and the technology behind the industry. And today I'm very pleased to say Sophie Humphrey is joining me. Hi Sophie, thanks for being with me.
Hello, you're very welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Now you're at Solent University. Tell us a little bit about what you do there.
So, I'm a third year Solent University. I do television production. And on that course, it is more creative and more production based. So less technical than the other courses, but more creative, I would say.
So I think what was interesting, and I talked a little bit to Gerard about his journey into the industry, is to understand how people find industry. Certainly he didn't come straight into broadcast when he'd finished his education. So that's why I thought it'd be great to have you on the show and talk to you and see what it's like. So how did you stumble across the course at Solent? And, you know, was there anything that kind of predestined you feel into the media field?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was a bit of a change from a performing arts background. I went to a previous uni and studied acting, and I didn't really want to do that anymore. So after that, there was 2 years where COVID was a thing, and I applied for different TV schemes, and none of it was really working because a lot of it closed down, like the Mama Youth project as well. But then after all of that fumbling through all these applications, I did find Solent, and the TV course did look really good. So I applied, and I forgot I was going, and then I ended up here, and that's how I ended up here.
That's great. It's interesting that. So effectively what you're saying, it sounds to me like you tried in front of the screen, and it's not in front of the camera, you're not necessarily... Yeah. It's not as if you don't like that, but you just think this isn't quite where I feel at home.
Yeah, I did it as a like growing up, and I think it kind of ran its course, and I didn't really want to get, I knew I wasn't gonna put myself out there for those, like, you know, student films and stuff where you could audition to be in them, and I just wasn't doing that. So I noticed that and I was thinking, well, if I'm not doing that, then do I really want to do it? And that was the kind of decision that I came around to.
Interesting. Yeah, I found much the same when I went to university and was part of student radio. You know, the natural thing is to have a show, and then it became very natural for me not to do a show after that, after trying it, because while the music was playing, I'd be much rather fixing the faders or rearranging the microphones than
that's how you know.
Yeah, exactly. So you tried it in the same way, and you landed on your feet at Solent. So what type of facilities are there at Solent? Because I also teach there, and I'm surprised at, when I first came, how many opportunities there are to actually do TV. It's a little bit different to many courses, I think.
No, that is one of the things that attracted me to Solent was the facilities. They've got a great hatch where you can take out cameras and equipment for filming, and also the studios. They've got quite a few studios that do cater for different things, really. There's one big one, which we've just had a virtual production screen put in, which is quite exciting. The facilities are amazing, to be honest.
I think, to be able to have a virtual production facility, and certainly, fresh, that's really, really good. I mean, it's technology that moves quickly. And the infamous hatch, it's almost like, reminds me of a school tuck shop. Everybody talks about it.
It is, kind of. It is. Although, don't hand it back late, because that's, not good.
Much revered place to get all of the kit. So that's really good. And what about the Solent Productions and also Sonar? Tell us about those two organisations.
Okay, so Sonar Events is the student-run TV company. It's a society. And that's kind of... Yeah, it's part of the Students' Union. And it's kind of where I started, really. I started to do little filming jobs because we filmed the basketball for Basketball England last year and this year. And I kind of met loads of creative people that kind of wanted to do the same thing. And it was where I learned about the live aspect of telly, because my perception of telly before I got to uni was very much like what you'd see scripted, like documentary kind of thing, the research side. And coming to uni, my eyes were open to the world of live events. And that's what I started through Sonar. But Solent Productions is the university's production company, which do cater for like every student in the uni, just like Sonar does. But they also do the festivals. So you can apply to work at a festival in the summer. We do Boardmasters, Glastonbury, Camp Festival. So those are some of the ones that we've done.
That's really cool. It's interesting. And then there's an OB truck, which I believe is much in demand.
Yeah, no, I've used the OB truck a fair few times now, and I still can't quite believe that we have that on site. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, wow, this is actually like pretty good. Like, not many other unis have that. Can I say that? I don't actually know that, but I think so.
It can't be that many. So tell us what it's about, what it's like to work at the festivals. You know, how does it work, and how do you integrate with the other crews there?
So in my first year, I did Camp Festival, where I was actually on social media. So I actually was doing like the little videos. I kind of got in it last minute. But this year I did Boardmasters Festival in Cornwall, and I was camera operating for the main stage. So we kind of get in on the first day or the second day, depending on how long the journey is to the location, and set up like any other OB company would. The cameras, link it all back to the van, and just kind of do the job that any other OB company would. So it's real world experience, I would say, very similar.
So at Glastonbury, you'd be given a specific stage, and then there'd be another stage by someone else, and like BBC would be doing the other stages. Mm. So it must be a bit weird to be working like side by side in your second year with BBC and other big names.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done Glastonbury yet, but
time.
But yeah, you do get connections to the BBC. There's a major link. The documentary crew, which is another crew that they have, they have briefs that they have in the morning, and they go out and they film what the BBC want, the content, and yeah, get that for them. So good feedback all round from that, really.
That's good. And then, so it feels to me like being able to do those jobs as part of both, you know, part of the Students' Union, and then also for the production company, does that set you up then to be able to, even at university, go and do freelance work within the industry?
Yes, I would say so, because the skills that you learn are industry, like they are the things that you will do in jobs. So practical experience is so important, and Sonar and Solent Productions definitely have set me up for that as I've continued to get outside jobs as well. Mm-hmm. Because you can put them on your CV, they do count.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know that, but yeah, they do.
If you can come out of university and have some real world experience, then I mean, no one's complaining about that, are they?
Absolutely.
And so, how's that been then? So, in terms of working freelance, you know, do people treat you as if you're a student, or do they just treat you like another freelancer turning up for yet another gig?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. I mean, I've been lucky enough to say that I've been treated quite fairly on most of the jobs that I've done. You know, you as a student, you're still learning. So people are kind enough to actually, you know, give you a hand on the job and tell you what to do. But sometimes there are like discrepancies with pay for students, because some companies do take advantage of students being like, oh, you've got less experience, we're going to pay you less. And you're not going to know about that because you don't know the industry as well and what's fair and what's not. So there are loopholes where working for free, there's a limit, and then you think, hang on a minute, you know, I know what I'm doing now, kind of thing.
working for free is very dangerous, isn't it? It's a dangerous
precedent. It can be, yeah.
And yeah, so it's a fair point. But in terms of the company you've been with, you know, they've treated you well, and the people themselves, do they even know you're a student half the time?
I think some of them do. Yeah. Because some of the people I've worked with and worked for, I've met at networking events, and I have told them that I'm a student. I do think sometimes that can put employers off. Like, you can say, I'm a student, I'm looking for experience and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they can kind of look at you a bit like, oh, okay, like, you're a student, but, like, you know. But most of the time it's been fine for me, you know, being a student.
Good.
Yeah, the enlightened ones, the, you know, well-rounded people.
So the festival work sounds like it's been particularly interesting to you. What is it about the festival environment that attracts you, perhaps different to in a studio?
Well, I think it was just something completely new, like something completely I've never done before. The live aspect is definitely an interesting one for me, and music in general. I just love it's mm-hmm. so fun, like shooting music. You can do all sorts of shots, like fancy ones, zooms in, hands across, like it's, and the crew as well, when you're working with people that want to do the job, because it's kind of a fun event really, isn't it, festivals, you're more likely to have a good time, to be honest, but yeah, it's not always fair. The case.
yeah, if you were just doing a conference, then there wouldn't be many interesting shots, it would just be the same. No, I'm with you on that. I wouldn't like to be the person who has to do the countdowns to every single bar change. And so yeah, that's cool. So I think, you know, it seems to me that the benefit of the way that the university operates is it kind of eases you in to the real world in terms of you know, if you're doing more and more work, not only more and more serious times of assignments for the Solent Productions and Sonar, but then if you're able to also have freelance work, then that helps kind of transition you through, and hopefully you feel like you're leaving and you actually have an income stream even without choosing a specific path and or a full-time role. How have you found integrating with the wider industry, like attending events or and talking to people like SMT and things like that?
Yeah, well, I started in the beginning of my second year going to SMT events. I didn't know about them before, and I've been to most of them ever since because they have proven to be very valuable. And you do learn a lot. Some of them, I'm not going to lie, they are very technical and do go over my head. But it is always nice to see the same kind of people there, like-minded people that kind of want to help you as well. What I've learned is people are more than willing to help you and like support you. And it can be a very supportive place, this industry, especially going to networking events where all the people are there for the same kind of reason. They like what they do. They want to be there. So SMT's been a very good one for me over my 2 years, 3 years here at Solent.
That's great. And I think that I agree with that. And it's kind of it's a self-selecting situation. Like if you're interested enough to go out on an evening and listen to something technical or otherwise, then you're more likely to be someone who cares about the industry and wants to help out if, you know, if someone, you know, comes along and needs that. And and I think that, you know, SMT's trying harder over the last few years to make sure that the message gets out, and and that you're able to get up in your in a minibus up the motorway into typically.
If there's rail strikes, then the minibus it will be whipped out.
The journey back at noon, 10 p.m. I don't know if it's a rowdy bus or a sleepy bus, but.
The train's always a bit sleepy one, just falling asleep on the train.
That's good. And we shouldn't let the moment pass to congratulate you on the Student of the Year award.
Thank you.
RISE. So, you know, I think RISE is obviously a very good organisation helping in general to, you know, to promote a healthy working atmosphere. I think that's the, you know, if you take the high level view of it. And you know, it's great that they have they've got this these awards, which are not specifically, you know, I think it's important to recognize you know, young people. And what was your feeling in terms of going to the awards and meeting the people there? I'm sure it's different to an under-70 event.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. I was quite nervous, I'm not going to lie. I've never been to an awards event before where I've actually been up for something. So I was like, oh, I don't really know what to do with myself, kind of nerves. But it was very, very nice. Like, people are so kind and, you know, very supportive at the events in general, and spoke to me after. It was a very warm feeling I got from the whole night. So it was great. Yeah.
So what I wanted to do is just bring us back to that very first thing that we talked about, where you said you went to university to look at to do drama. Was it university or college? I can't remember.
It was uni,
And then you decided to come to Solent. Was it? Do you think that the same thing that's brought you in and you seem to enjoy in the media industry, let's call it, is that a similar thing that brought you into drama? Do you think there's something in the line there, and you thought, well, perhaps it's that I want to do, and then you realized
because I think really there's about that.
There's something special, I think, about, you know, coming back to the live question. And I spent a lot of my childhood obsessing over camera operators and like being amazed at how the, you know, the marathon works, and so how does this, you know, how do they do it? And then just. If I think back of all the times I thought about how to use a camera and look, watch them at OBs, which happened to be in the city, you know, it kind of makes me wonder why I didn't realize I wanted to be in TV.
Do you know what? It takes a while. I feel like people have different length journeys of where they find themselves and when they realize what they actually want to do. To answer your question, I don't know where it came from. I've always watched a lot of telly growing up. I mean, yeah, I was sat in front of the telly quite a lot, but my parents love me, it's okay. But I've always had a fascination with watching stuff, I think. That's probably why I wanted to do acting. But then I thought, hang on, what's the other side of that? That is behind the scenes kind of thing. So maybe you are right. Maybe that's kind of what subconsciously went in.
Interesting. Well, look, it's been lovely to talk to you, and thank you for spending some time. Congratulations again on your recent award.
Thank you.
It's been fascinating, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the future. Thanks a lot.
Amazing. Thank you.